This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. As we take off, here we go. It's Monday, and as we do, we're going to commence the week with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. It's great to be with you.
I've got
plans for us. Are there places you want to go?
No. I was just saying that I've redone my studio. I redid the studio over the weekend, so now everything's in a different place. So if it seems like when you're talking to me, if it seems like I'm taking longer to come back at you, that's probably because I'm looking at something that used to be somewhere else.
You're juggling three balls, and they changed the color and moved where they were. So now you got to
Something look into that. Yeah.
Yeah, so before you were playing ping pong, and now it's hockey, and the puck looks different.
Air hockey, yeah.
Okay, a little bit of politics, a lot of guns, and maybe a DGU to wrap it up. Lightning round, ready to jump in?
Sure.
Okay, I had to touch this because this just drives me crazy. I know it does you too. If you're like me, I knew eight people that were in Washington on the 6th part of that protest to say, hey, we think this wasn't an election. Congress listened to us, and Congress, the entire legislature, both House and Senate, said, what crowd? Oh, at first they disappeared. You know, the crowd was invisible, made no political effect, and then, oh, I feel threatened. That's called a lie. The first bill that the Senate Democrats put up was called the For the People Act. But listen to what it says. It will allow internet registration to vote. There's no voter ID required. If a social security number is necessary, you only have to put in the last four digits, so it's never, you can never say, is this you, that your social? Never appears. In fact, what the feds would do is make it illegal for states to require that. On top of that, and this is where it gets just so interesting, it makes it illegal to knowingly lie about an election. Now, I wonder what that means. Does that mean going against the media narrative, or is this just an excuse to use lawfare to bring charges against someone who says something you don't agree with? Because you can show, I'm sure the feds can show, lots of mainstream media that says, oh, this was a good election. Whatever could you mean if you object? What I wonder then is, could Hillary Clinton be charged because she lied about an election for years and said Russia was involved? Could members of the FBI and CIA be charged under that because they lied about an election when they said Russia helped Donald J. Trump? Interesting. I suspect what it means is we have more lawyers than you do, and we want to continue to cheat.
Sure. Well, I mean, the other thing, one of the disturbing things that I've come to realize is that what is and isn't truth is going to be determined by the party in power.
It's like, what is it, filling out the, yeah, they write the history books.
Sure. Revisionist, you know. So, I mean, I look at truth and I say, so like, I say that you have two arms. That's based upon what I know to be fact at the time that I make the statement.
Right.
I suppose I could inadvertently tell a falsehood by not having all the information, but I suspect that the theory of Occam's razor, which is really done really well for me, is going to prevail in most cases. So, you know, my truth is based purely upon what the known fact at the time of the, you know, of the conversation when I'm saying, well, this is the truth.
Well, we have to dig into that, particularly for the mainstream media that lives in a bubble and spins the truth for their political masters. At first, you and I thought that might have been excused when the Federal Communications Commission could essentially stop almost any media outlet by saying, you know, we think you violated page 7092, subparagraph C, article, and lock them up in court.
Right.
Basically push them off the air. But now, no, I think it's a political agenda. And the media, in order to stay connected with politicians, has fed, you know, has become hyper-partisan. Unfortunately, we've seen that spread into social media as well, not just the mainstream media.
Well, social media. Social media is, it's a work in progress. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to say it's a work in progress. I mean, who's not to say that Twitter and Facebook are not two of the greatest set up projects ever put together.
Set up projects. What do you mean by that, partner?
As far as, you know, when it was put out there at first, you know, it was coming, Facebook, it came in on the heels of MySpace. Meet people,
right,
find your old friends, all that other stuff. And, you know, in the beginning, it served that purpose. I found all of my old high school friends. I found army buddies. I've discovered people I'm probably related to that I don't even know who they are. I've never met them. And that's great and that's stupendous, but along the way they began to see that they could use this emotional place that we go to, because Facebook is nostalgic in a lot of cases for me.
Right.
So
right.
They could use that as a means of making money and manipulating in sort of this little experiment. So if it had been put out there and left alone as a MySpace sort of thing, they still could have advertised and made money off of that.
Right.
I don't expect them to put something out there like that and not go anywhere with it. But they have shifted now, and they've gone. They enjoy the benefits of Section 230, while at the same time they act like a publisher.
Let's expand that. They at the same time say, we reserve the right to edit content to meet, quote, community standards, meaning
right,
our political views. There's no doubt about it. While at the same time saying, we're not responsible for what goes out because we don't edit content. We're merely a publisher. Well, Facebook and Instagram, what are they, banned, deplatformed, removed?
I tell you what, hang on to that thought because we're coming up on the break. And when we come back, I'll put some, throw something out there. But tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
My written word is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My writings later carried at Clash Daily, and at the Daily Surge, I write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland. And if I'm good, I get to be here with Bill and the Ninjas.
Right, yeah. If he's good, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go! Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster.
Bill, I noticed, my buddy, and this is in the family, this is not abstract. My friend Paul Lathrop was kicked off Facebook, some violation, and it turns out he wasn't the only one. 78,000 users of Facebook and Instagram were removed because sometime within the last 5 months, that's a long way to go back, they said, You used the word QAnon or said something that we consider to be against our militarization policy violations. Now, remember, Facebook...
Militarization policy violations.
Right.
Okay.
Remember, Facebook also said you can't sell gun safes. So to the 8 million new people in the U.S. who got a gun in the last year... We can't tell you how to store it safely.
Right.
Not on Facebook. That's against community standards. Telling you to go protest in Portland is okay. That looks more and more like politics and profiling than it does look like actual threat to society. We know that licensed gun owners are the safest, most law-abiding segment of people, a sociological group that we can find on the planet. They are comparable to married Japanese men. They don't break the rules. They don't start a fight if they can avoid it. I mean, they're... Wow, but that's not safe enough for big tech. I think we're being played.
I know. So, here's the thing about this, and... You know, when Apple, for example, took down Parler,
mm-hmm.
Twitter and Facebook were guilty of the same thing Parler.
Oh, yeah,
guilty of
course.
At the same time. Now, I don't know what the impetus is, what is going to be the impetus that proves to be the one where we just simply walk away from some of this stuff. I mean, there's Gab out there for those that are just so addicted to Twitter that they just can't live without Twitter. And there's stuff like MeWe, which I'm slowly beginning to learn. But on the other hand, I mean, I can consolidate, and not everybody can do this, but I can consolidate everything I do to my website.
Right.
And for these people that like to get their news, for example, I get my news from Facebook. Well, you could go to the websites. Where the news comes from, where they're copy and pasting and sharing the post. I know it's convenient to go there, and I'm just wondering where the line is going to be where enough of America says, fine, you guys have that.
Well, I think we're seeing it. There have been precipitous declines in user engagement in, I'm going to call it, the liberal social media establishment. We've seen fewer people use Twitter, MeWe, or Twitter, and Facebook. It's just, what was it? How many billion? $53 billion market cap? Because the advertiser said, hey, you're not delivering the clicks. We don't want to be on those platforms.
Yeah.
And Rumble, MeWe, Parler, I think they will come back stronger than ever. I hope Parler can turn the corner. That's a lot of I don't know how hard it is to start over when you have an oppositional big tech. You know, when you can't use anything that touches Google, anything that touches Amazon or Apple. And suppliers of suppliers will be threatened to not be engaged with you. That's hard.
Yeah. That's definitely hard. But, along the way, I suspect we'll start to see, especially the gun industry. The gun industry, I think, probably has enough money to do a few things for themselves if they will simply do it. But
you remember Macmillan credit card processing?
Yes.
Okay, look, we have to back up and tell that story. Macmillan gun stocks. For guys that shoot long range, they were one of the go-tos. I mean, God bless the people who care about accuracy before it was cool. And then credit card companies, with some political pressure, said, we don't want to deal with you. We think you're a danger to society. And they go, we sell to law enforcement. What are you talking about? We sell to anybody. By the way, their products are not what are used in smash and grab robberies. So,
and they were part of it. They were on the tip end of a choke point.
Right.
Yep.
Which was federal regulators trying to choke the firearms industry. So they started their own credit processing firm. And we now have a number of outlets. I know people involved with various social issues, religious and political. And I tell them to go to Macmillan. There are others now, so we do have options. It's important to establish them early so that you don't suddenly get your business jammed when you find out that, Elon Musk, what was it, that PayPal doesn't like guns. You didn't know that. You knew that. You just didn't want to know. We only have a minute.
Yep.
And I want to see if since we're doing the lightning round, this is out of our friend John Lott, who's back at Crime Research. Anti-gun Virginia politicians have tried to put quite a bite on firearms owners and range operators in Virginia. They've said, you know, it's okay to go and have online classes for schools, online classes for driving education, even Class B commercial driver's licenses. Yeah, take a lot of those classes online. You just have to maybe show up for the driving test. Well, isn't that odd that they denied that same ability to people who wanted to conduct handgun instruction online? Yeah, we'll shoot, but you know the part where I have to talk to you about the rules? Let's do that over Zoom. Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, I can't do that.
Because, right.
Well.
It's political.
Political. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. With coronavirus cases topping 25 million in the U.S. and variants spreading around the world, the Biden administration will implement a travel ban on most non-U.S. citizens from entering the country who have recently been in South Africa, Brazil, the United Kingdom, 26 countries in Europe, China, Iran, and Ireland. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced,
"This isn't the time to be lifting restrictions on international travel. And in light of the contagious variant, B1351, South Africa has been added to the restricted list. Additionally, beginning tomorrow, international travelers to the United States must provide proof of a negative test within 3 days of travel.
Donald Trump rescinded travel restrictions 2 days before his term ended. The White House will resume regular briefings on the coronavirus pandemic starting Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. The House is preparing to hand over an article of impeachment against former President Donald Trump to the Senate this evening. A number of Republican senators say they oppose an impeachment trial for inciting the January 6th siege of the U.S. Capitol. A letter to GOP senators urges them to consider the evidence before deciding how to vote. The letter is signed by 9 prominent Republican lawyers, including 2 former officials in the Trump administration. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the trial will be a healing experience.
Everyone wants to put this awful chapter in American history behind us, but sweeping it under the rug will not bring healing. The only way to bring healing is to actually have real accountability.
Dominion Voting Systems is suing Rudy Giuliani for defamation. Dominion suing Trump's personal attorney for more than $1.3 billion in damages. Conservatives have blamed the company's machines for Trump's defeat. The suit alleges that Giuliani conspired to promote a false narrative about the election. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That's the home of the loose line, the reformation line, the militia line. Providence, check them out. franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. Ran out of time, of course, as we do, because we get so wound up and stuff. So, lightning round part 3. What's next?
There's good news. I know we're wrapped up around the federal election. Most government that affects our lives is actually local. So here's some great news. I'm going to steal part of Dean Weingarten's thunder because he does such a great job. You've got him on twice a week. And there's still information of his we can't get to on the air. So there are 3 states, actually 4, depending on how you count here, technicalities, where some great pro-gun bills are coming back. We're looking at permitless carry, also called constitutional carry. Advances in at least Utah and Tennessee, some modifications in Montana, and maybe a push, finally, did you say about time, in Texas. So Dean talked about the Montana bill in particular. How many times have we read, oh, yes, yeah, okay, you can carry everywhere, but not on a school grounds? Well, it turns out we have thousands and thousands of vets returning home. They want to go back to school. We've let them defend our country around the world. that you can't be armed as you attend a night class at a local junior college? That's crazy. So, in the Montana bill, expressly, Section 5, prohibits university officials from infringing on the rights to keep and bear arms. Section 7 allows lawsuits and recovery of damage, court costs, and attorney's fees if the right to keep and bear arms is denied, diminished, or wrongfully delayed by government officials. They put some teeth in this. They said, we don't mean you. We mean you. Leave it alone. And if you do, you get to pay, not us. Ooh. Ooh. On top of permitless carry, there's a lot of ways to word permitless carry. But one way to say permitless carry is, if you're not prohibited, meaning if you could legally get a carry permit and you carry concealed, you can't be charged with the crime of doing so. Oops. Okay. I don't like you carrying here. Well, you can't charge me, the state law says. Good point. And it reinforces and enhances Montana's preemption law. Awesome. So if some locality wants to say, yeah, that's the rest of the state, not us, says, no, no, we meant you. I really like
that. Yeah. Yeah.
There are various privileges. Oh, I'm a this sort of government official, and I say you can't carry in my office. State law just got changed and said, yeah, we meant you. For example, carrying firearms on a train? No. No, no. You can carry. It's a public utility. You can carry. So that's really heartening. In fact, it's just awesome. But they're not alone. I mean, think back. Governor Ricketts of Nebraska, and this was after January 6th, so after we saw these protests, he said, I don't understand what the problem is. If you want to carry a firearm at a public demonstration, please do. If you're there to lobby for your political rights, you get to enjoy all of your civil rights. If people want to protest to bring guns, open carry is allowed. I suggest that everybody remember we have a pandemic, but a protest should be done peacefully and thoughtfully. And if people were worried about bringing guns out, be thoughtful about that as well. Doesn't that remind you of Christy Noem from South Dakota?
Yeah.
I trust my citizens. Go use your common sense.
That's a really good litmus test for to judge a politician. If a politician looks at you and says, yeah, carry a gun, by all means, carry a gun, that's sort of a tell.
Well, let's expand. You're right, it's a tell, but and the reason it's so important, it's a tell about more than guns. They're saying, well, you don't want to get sick or your family sick. Do what makes sense for you, because from hundreds of miles away and knowing nothing about you and your situation, I don't know what you should do. You do. Go be smart. Gosh, we avoid a lot of problems if politicians have that attitude towards us. No, well, some do, if more did.
Yeah, you just don't ever hear from them.
Well, I just brought you two. I'll work harder. It's a fair challenge.
Yeah, but those guys are new. They're new, Rob. Their time in the sun has just begun.
Well, we can touch on Utah, where they said, you know, anybody 21 or older, yeah, you carry concealed, don't need a background check. By the way, we're also going to recognize anybody who has a concealed carry permit from any other state, yeah, blanket recognition. Even if you don't have reciprocity, just, yeah. Which, again, you've just recognized that the most, is that a double negative? Most nonviolent? There we go. The least violent and most law-abiding segment of society is probably safe. Yeah, think? Well, okay, it may seem obvious when I say it that way. but good. It's important that politicians have a grasp of the obvious.
That is indeed, except they don't. They still don't. They're still saying, I like all these guys that are still saying siege about what happened on January the 6th.
Right.
The other day I did, I talked about the siege of Leningrad. Do you know how long, during World War II, do you know how long the siege
yes.
of Leningrad was?
Months.
872 days.
God.
When it was done, the citizens of Leningrad were eating paint, shoe leather, and each other, and a million of them died.
Wow.
That was a siege. What happened at talking about the obvious when. While they're out there calling that siege, what happened at the Capitol? That was Instagram. That was an Instagram moment for everybody involved. Nothing more, nothing less.
And I think it was. Now, here's what bothers me: a complicit media took pictures mostly of Antifa breaking into the Capitol and said, "Oh, those nasty conservatives."
Yes.
And too many of us were uninformed and fell for it.
Yeah.
I do like that in Tennessee, Republican, I have to call them that because that's what they are, lawmakers are again pushing to let people, again over 21, I have to ask why not 18, carry openly or concealed without a license. Now, unfortunately, they have a Democrat governor there, Governor Bill Lee. I have to...
Tell you what, finish this okay. on the other side. Finish this when we get
yes,
back.
Sir.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse. Going down all over the place. It's been the lightning round, yes.
I have to correct a mistake I made. I had Republican Governor Bill Lee confused. He's the governor of Tennessee. I transposed him with the governor of Kentucky. My bad. It was Tennessee that was now again pushing to allow constitutional carry without a license. And this Republican governor, Bill Lee, is expected to sign it. That is great news. I want to jump in, if I can, just to, this is odd, we'll cover a self-defense example just because it seems so normal compared to the crazy news we have to deal with. Ready to go?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this one actually came out of Columbus, Ohio. We have a mutual friend, mutual acquaintance, who is the lawyer, runs Second Call Defense.
Maloney, yeah, and, Sean.
Yeah, Sean Maloney. And it was actually representing this defendant in this story that I wrote up at Amaland called The Armed Citizen. I said, look, there's some things we don't know. And Sean goes, I know, but I got to wait for the court cases to get unraveled before I can tell you. So there may be round two of this description. In this case, it plays out. You left the market. You're walking back to your car. It's dark outside. Two men cross between the cars. They converge at you, and they shout at you. By the time you turn, one of them has a gun out. They want your money and your phone. Just that fast. Just that fast.
Yep.
In the three steps that it takes for somebody to cross the aisles in a parking lot, you're being robbed. You have your Ohio concealed carry license. You own a gun, and you're carrying. The news story doesn't say how, and this is what I hope Sean can help explain. Even though the bad guy already has his gun out, you're able to shoot your armed attacker. Now, he shoots too. The good news is he was critically wounded and had to stop shooting. You ran and were unhurt. Frightened, but unhurt. You and the other robber run away. Finally, you can get your voice back. You call 911. Police arrive. They disarm your attacker. Now EMTs can treat him and transport him to the hospital. You're able to stumble out a brief statement to the police, and it includes a description of your other attacker. Police search and find that other attacker nearby. Later, you find out that the first attacker died in the hospital. That makes the second attacker charged with murder. Shockingly, your two attackers were 17 and 18 years old. When you think about it, attacks like this happen every night. This isn't some off on the extreme. This is day-to-day. This is how good guys defend themselves. Look at all the things he did right way ahead of time. He had his permit. He dressed around the gun so that he could go armed. And instead of saying, nah, this couldn't happen to me, he recognized the threat. He defended himself. Witnesses say they heard three or four shots, and we know at least one of them came from the attacker. That makes me think our defender fired at least twice. And despite being shot at, being chased, running, he stopped shooting when his attackers either fell or turned their back. That's, think of the emotional maturity to say, no, that's not a threat anymore. I'm scared to death, but that's not a threat. He did give a brief statement. I watched the videos. The news was full of speculation, and as Sean said, it was good that he did not talk to the press. I think getting all of that right in so little time meant that the victim had trained, Bill, just as you've trained.
Just as you've trained.
Well, but, you know, and this is important. I think two things that jump up. If you haven't practiced it, it's really hard to do it in stress because you can have a list in your head, the part of you that goes, I do A, B, C as words, that part kind of shuts down under stress. You need to have practiced it because your procedural memory is still accessible.
Right.
One of the things that I hope you don't laugh at me, it's not covered, and I think it's important. What happened to the groceries? You and I too often walk out of the store with our hands. We might as well be handcuffed the way we're carrying. We got our hands full of grocery bags. Too many young women that I see come out of the store. Now, they're carrying a cart. Good for them. They pull the phone out of their pocket, and they're dialing, and their head drops. So they lose situational awareness.
Right.
Wow. Come on. We can do better. And so what does that mean? Have your hands free. Have your head up. Why is that important? Look, if your arms are essentially bound and your head is down, you look like prey. And if your arms are free and your head's up, best yet, hey, I'll tell you what. You're going out at night. Put a flashlight in your hand. You're going to go see something move? Just shine a light on it.
Yeah.
I don't think the flashlight does that much. You don't have to ID somebody before they attack you. You can go, stop. But that means you don't look like the person these guys robbed 3 days ago in another shopping center.
Well,
you
don't
look like food.
You know, with animals, they're always, it comes down to distress sounds, because animals make distress sounds.
Right.
With human predators, they're looking for visual cues, and there are so many available to them now with the advent of the mobile phone that it sort of makes their job really easy. Because as much as I would like,
yes. Well, okay, to the 8 million new gun owners, here's how you can win a gunfight: make them want to choose someone else. Because not only that, there are no legal bills when they go, oops, that lady has her eyes up. If we charge her from here, she's going to push that shopping cart at us. The thing that I wonder is, how did he create a distraction? I'm thinking he took something out of his pocket, put it in the cart, pushed the cart away, and he went the other direction as he was drawing his firearm. I wish there was video. We don't have it.
Yeah, but there's plenty of video out there of that kind of thing out there. But it's good to have the discussion simply because sitting out here and us talking about it, but I mean, it's very hard to push out to them that to the uninitiated,
right?
That this is a martial art. This is not something that you go and you get your permit, you take your class for your permit, and then now you're a gunfighter. This is there's a lot of moving parts involved, a lot of individual things. You know, the draw, the reholster. Those are two very dangerous times that nobody talks about very much. It's very hard to push that out there to them.
I do love, well, every, absolutely right. Your concealed carry class doesn't make you an armed defender yet. But everyone I've been in, every concealed carry class that I've attended or helped teach, it was emphasized, look, welcome to the community. This is your learner's permit. You're not a master yet. There's a million things to learn, and it's like driving. You can learn enough to get by. Please take it seriously enough, and the more you want to protect your family and those you love, the more you'll pull yourself into it. Here's another one. When you shout, help call the police, shout it twice because people won't believe their ears the first time. There are many more ear witnesses than eyewitnesses. Did you hear the victim call for help? Oh, yes, officer, I did.
Tell everybody, we're running out of time here. Tell everybody how to find you again. We'll have to pick this up on the other side one day.
Thank you, Bill. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host the Polite Society podcast. My blog's at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing's carried at Clash Daily and at the Daily Surge. I write for the Armed Citizens column on Ammoland. Thank you so much, Bill. Is Dan coming up next?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Coming up next, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.